Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 17th of December, recording at a somewhat late 10:22 p.m. And that's GMT. Now, interesting day here today. The China A shares, which had such a huge upside day on Friday, had a little bit of upside follow through here today. That's quite an impressively steady performance. The China A-Shares Index, Shanghai A-Shares Index, was up 0.45%. Japan is also quite firm on incoming Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's moves to influence the BOJ towards further easing. The Philippines stock market, which had been a star performer up until about the middle of last week, extended the downward reaction, but this looks like a normal pullback from an overbought position against the 200-day MA. Now, just going back to Japan for a minute, one of the interesting developments there was that we saw some sharp rallies in some of the nuclear stocks as, again, Shinzo Abe is clearly going to restart some of the nuclear plants that had been shut down. That'll be a very good thing, I think, overall for Japan. Obviously, the risk is that there is a lot of old plant there, and hopefully they'll proceed carefully with that and avoid restarting plants near known unstable regions in terms of seismic activity. Now, looking at the European stock markets, they were easier in the morning, down a little bit, just on some profit taking after their strong performances of recent months. But they steadied overall with the help of Wall Street. And the German DAX index, that's up an impressive nearly 31% for this year to date, and that's in U.S. dollars. Now, I've mentioned this before about the German DAX index, but that gain, nearly 31%, that compares. A lot of people are talking about how well Wall Street's performed, and it has performed well, but the S&P, also obviously quoted in U.S. dollars, is only up 13.74%. I say only, that's a good year, isn't it? Now, more on Wall Street. It firmed after last week's mild setback. Now, it was helped a little bit by Apple, which was technically oversold. It got down to 501. Now, that's close to a roundophobia level. And we saw a small upside key day reversal. There was a report that Apple had very good weekend sales in China. You remember last week there were reports that the sales were not going all that well in China. So there may be a little bit of a PR effort underway here. But remember, Apple was up over 700. What was it up around? $705 and dollars, and everybody was saying 1,000 next. Although not at Fuller Money, because it was so overextended relative to the 200-day moving average. So the setback that we had been calling for finally occurred, and so from up over 500 down, up over 700 to down to just above 500. That certainly put it oversold, and not a bad range. And I've noticed comments that more people are talking about moving away from Apple. I think the time to do that was when it was up so far overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. I'd be less inclined to be doing that here today, although I wouldn't be surprised if, as I've said before, if Apple didn't trade below that high at 700 for probably most of most of next year, if not slightly beyond, and a well-deserved lengthy consolidation of those gains. Now, elsewhere, government bond prices are generally soft. Now, that's been a little bit of a creeping decline that we've seen over the last few weeks, albeit it's all taking place within ranges. Government bond prices have mostly been within ranges for several months now. They had a good look at the upper side of those ranges. We had some upside failures or failed upside breaks, and then we've seen a pullback subsequently. Some of them are getting quite interesting, and you'll want to look at some of Owen's comments on the sector. And we saw, looking at the yields, Owen pointed out here today, a good upside key day reversal by the Swiss 10-year bond yields. Now, going on and continuing just the review of today's activity, gold, which is very much range bound, but it had a little test to the lower side here again today, dipped down to nearly $1,686, but then closed $10 higher, and it's just trading after hours here at 1698.45. Now, what do I think that's all going to do? And a lot of investors have been concerned that gold, after the rally that it saw a couple of months ago, has gone into this pullback and ranging phase. Remember, briefly it got up to almost $1,800, and that's been a resistance level really for quite some time, and then fell all the way back down to current levels. So it's been choppy, to put it mildly. But when you look at it on the long-term chart, or just look at it on a weekly chart, and I think that shows the buildup of support that's taken place over a good many months. It's just hovering in this range, and as I say, that has concerned a number of investors. Conjecture on my part, but I would say that first, no market is performing all the time. We do know that activity in the U.S., and this will influence gold action as well, has been dominated by fiscal cliff issues. Tedious, isn't it? But that's going to go on for a little while longer. Some people taking short-term profits. And then, in terms of rivalry in the good news category, we've seen some very dramatic action. We've seen the strength of European stock markets. I mean, the U.S. stock market's been pretty firm here overall. We've seen the rebound recovery to date by China, which Owen and I are convinced has broken the back of that 3.25-year bear market. So there's competition for the funds around, and it wouldn't surprise me if some people are just a little bit tired of holding on to gold, and they may well have some still quite good gains since it's been up every year, including it's currently up this year. So we may have seen some diversification in here overall, but when I look at that chart, I do think that the pattern is building up support generally, and that's a good sign, I feel, for 2013. I was hoping that gold would be closer to $1,800 by the end of the year, and still within a well, the odds are getting longer of that actually happening. But overall, it looks to me like a support-building process in line with our forecasts for a very good 2013. Now, what else can we expect here overall? There's plenty of liquidity in the markets. I think the equities remain the most attractive plays. Precious metals, I would certainly cite them also for the medium term. The China recovery, I think, is a very exciting development overall, and that is predictably filtering through to the action that we're actually seeing in the industrial metal producers. So there are a lot of interesting developments here, despite all the fears that still apparently exist in the marketplace. I'm more bullish than bearish. And on that note, all the best to all of you.